Hey, Steve here with Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, and we're starting a new series today, happening monthly. I've got Dr. Mark Wilson with me, and you might remember Mark from way back when in one of my earlier podcast episodes, way back. I mean, he was early on in the beginning days, and we'll share links to that so you can go back and listen to him talk about leadership and education. What this program is going to be called is iPrinciple, which is based on a book that's in the works, and it's about leadership for the future today, and that's his subtitle of that book, iPrinciple. And what will happen is that in these monthly episodes, we'll talk somewhere from about 10 to 15 minutes where we'll focus on some aspect of leadership in the principal setting. And so I think you're going to find this very useful. I think you're going to enjoy it and look forward to all these different meetings with Mark. So let's take a listen for today.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
All right, so with me is Mark. Hey, I got him on the line here. And Mark, welcome. Say hi.
Thanks so much, Steve.
Oh, I'm glad you're joining me. And, you know, I just want to tell everybody that you were the Georgia Principal of the Year for 2008 and a National Principal of the Year for 2009. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. Good students and good teachers.
Awesome. And you're also the founder of the Educational Leadership Group, right?
That is correct.
Now, and what do you do with, and tell us a little bit about the Educational Leadership Group.
Well, Steve, I've been teaching for over 25 years, teaching and serving as an administrator, and this is my third year out of the principal's office. I was an administrator for 15 of those years, and now what I do is I work with administrators primarily, doing a variety of manners, much like the principal's job. So sometimes I'm a coach, sometimes I'm a consultant. I speak at conferences, and one of the things that I'm doing is as you said, writing a book called iPrinciple.
Awesome. So with this focus, and by the way, I do have to ask you this, because you said that you've been out of the principalship now for 3 years. And do you ever find the need to tell people to take their hats off, you know, when they're...
No, but I continue to pick up trash in shopping malls, movie theaters, and everywhere I go.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I don't know if you have the desire to go hang out where everybody's eating because you feel like you need to supervise them or something.
Walk around the table, tell them to watch what they're doing. Yep.
Exactly. See, it just doesn't go... That desire still sticks there, and it's kind of like, what in the world, man? I'm so... get messed up that way.
Once a principal, always a principal.
There you go. Well, let's talk today a little bit. Let's go into some detail, because today's episode is just simply about the concept behind iPrinciple. So tell me a little bit about your vision. What's the vision for this?
Well, probably one of the most important things, Steve, is the spelling. It's the letter I, and it's in lowercase, followed by an uppercase P, and then spelling out the rest of the word principal. So it should be familiar to people, that word with the small I and the capital P. There are a lot of things that have that particular format, and obviously, you know, choosing to do that is certainly a tip of the hat and an ode to the work of a very famous company, but also the establishment of that small letter I, that it means something, that when you associate it with another word, that it means something. And obviously, I mean, people, I certainly have an iPhone and an iPad, and then I had an iPod and but what's really funny is there's a store in Madison where I live, and it's called iPawn, and it's pawn shop.
Nice.
Name of it is lowercase I, capital P, A-W-N. And so I've never really known why that was such a big trick for them. But but I think and I've seen so many educational products, really, Steve. There's there are dozens of educational products that begin with it. And again, this isn't a goal to try to copy that work as much as recognize that if you use a lowercase I before a word, it changes the meaning of it. It brings something new to it. And so what I wanted to capture was that same essence, that the principle today is different than the principle, quite honestly, when I left the chair 3 years ago, certainly from when I began, but even when I left the office full-time 3 years ago, principalship has changed. So what we're trying to do with the book is to involve a lot of stories from a lot of successful principals, built around the theme of what do today's principals need to do to be successful, to lead effective schools, to have happy children and effective faculty members. So that's a bit of what iPrinciple is about, and because it's become so common in our culture, it's kind of what you expect. So when you see that word like that, when you see iPrinciple, it denotes a particular meaning. And so what I do throughout the book, Steve, is try to define it, try to clarify it, to help people know exactly what is an iPrinciple and what does that I stand for.
Excellent. So in talking about this, I mean, I think some of the, because you do coaching with principals too, right? You work with different levels of leadership, but you coach people in there who are currently principals, right?
Yeah, I'm in schools all the time. I have to work really hard to stay healthy because I could be a really big carrier of sneezes and diseases from one place to the next, because I travel across the country and I do an awful lot of work in our native state, Georgia, Steve. But I'm all around and I'm with principals and I'm on the ground with them in their office, in their schools, in their classrooms with them, talking to their teachers, talking to them about what they do. And so my focus with them is on their particular leadership, and the things that they do. And I'm fortunate enough to have a number of groups who come together on a monthly basis as well in different places. And one of the things that I do is facilitate conversations with them, help them to have an opportunity to talk about the job, to talk about leadership. And one of the things that really happens, and one of the things that I hope to be able to, push forward for with the book to advance the field is to be able to talk about the specific things that leaders need to be successful at in serving as principals. One of the things that happens in many cases is people ascend to the position of principal, but it's assumed that they know plenty enough that they'll ever need to know. Unfortunately, professional development, professional learning for principals is typically an afterthought. It's and much of what principals get is adaptive. It's technical, and it's not adaptive. It's the work. I know it's important for principals to go to sessions that help them with evaluation systems and help them with technical pieces of using technology. Those things are good. But one of the things that I really believe is true is if the people who have these seats in schools everywhere, if they're not growing individually as leaders and as the people who can get others to follow them, then we're missing an opportunity to be able to have that impact be its most significant. So I'm a champion for our principal, Steve, and for their continued growth and development towards being better leaders.
Excellent. And I can see where working with individuals and working with teams and working with groups, whatever the number is, how that would really serve to help give you, a feel for what the leaders in our buildings, you know, what support they need and what types of help and conversations. So, you know, probably fit right in with putting together, you know, iPrinciple as a book and to give that help and support beyond just the audience of the groups that you're working with.
Well, and the other part of it, Steve, is once the book drops and people are able to read it, it's not just going to be musings that I have. I have lots of musings, and they will be included. But it's very much a how-to book.
Nice, and
it includes. It'll have a lot of rich stories from current practitioners, from people who've been recognized as being successful in the field. And it'll be their stories, but again, it's going to be about leadership and not about technicianship. And one of the things I think that is often lost in the reform that goes on today is the necessary skills that a school leader needs to have to be able to really get things done at school. And you know, I think about Dwight Eisenhower's quote: "Leadership is the art of getting someone else to do something you want done because he wants to do it." And one of the things that I've noted in working with principals and being in schools is we're getting a lot of leaders who are really smart, and their knowledge base is really heavy, but perhaps they haven't had as broad of experiences as would have been helpful for them in getting other people to do what they need to do. So so a big part of this book, or most of the book, iPrinciple, is about leadership skills, and not just identifying what they are, because they're, you know, what is going to set this book different from other books that are similar? One, it's driven around this concept of iPrinciple, and the subtitle is Leadership for the Future Today, which isn't just, of course, I love Back to the Future like we all do, and it's not just an ode to that, but it's this whole notion that being an iPrinciple is that you're not a futuristic science fiction type principle, but you're leading for the future and you're doing it today. And so the book talks about the skills that are necessary, but again, not just to identify them like lots of books do, but to really tell you how to do those things. Because it's one thing to make a list and to say that that the iPrinciple innovates, and that is one of the chapters. And I know that the phrase "avoid alliteration" always has been one that I've read before, but there's some alliteration as we go through the chapter titles. They do all begin with the letter I. They actually all begin with a small. They begin with a small letter I, Steve.
That's okay. So, that's a theme. That's a brand, man. You got it going. That's good stuff. You know, just stay away from that guy named Alliteration. You know, because that's the one who's going to get upset. You know, why is everybody avoiding me, man? Sorry. Okay. That boom boom.
Drum roll, please. But no. So it's one of the things that we'll be sharing with the reader is not just hey, you need to innovate, but we're going to talk to and in the book people will be able to read from practitioners who have innovated, and not only just their story, but how were they able to do it. And one of the things that I continue to see with principals that they need help with is the how. People know what to do out there, Steve. It's just doing things, knowing how to do them. It takes time. It takes patience to teach people.
You know, one of the things that and so let's kind of transfer what you're working on with the book to what's going to happen on this podcast. So just kind of what you envision is to, you know, we're going to have these little 10 to 15 minute talks about something that is something that a principal could put to use, you know, not theory, put to use now, right?
Exactly, Steve. And we're going to look at a different piece in each month. And I'm really proud to be a part of your podcast. And as you roll in this, people don't realize how hard it is and how dedicated you have to be to put out something every week. So congratulations to you on the the longevity, which I think means success.
Thanks.
So,
thanks.
And so, it, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it's been a nice role, and I got to give lots of credit to David, who's behind the curtain. But without his hard work and focus on making sure the sound works the way it's supposed to, and getting it caught up so we can keep it rolling out, it would never happen. So
yeah, thanks, David, for taking care of that. But no, as we move through and make it a feature on your podcast, one of the things that we'll want to do is make it practical for the principal. It needs to be practical tips. It will be different chapters from the book. Every month when you tune in to the podcast, it'll be, you can count on one thing. It's going to begin with a small letter I, and we'll have a different one each month. And what we'll do is talk about people who have been successful. Some of their stories. I'll share some of the pieces from the book, and we'll and Steve, you and I'll just kind of hash through it because your experience is one that I don't think there's a chapter that we'll have that isn't a part of what you did as a successful principal as well.
Oh, you're too kind, but I appreciate that. Well, Mark, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to having these talks with you. I'm looking forward to sharing our information and your information, and looking forward to the book coming out and talking with you about all the concepts and thoughts behind leadership for the future today. So thank you so much.
Sounds great, Steve. Thanks for the opportunity.
Appreciate it, Mark. You have a good one.
Thanks, you too.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.